I april 2016 skakas poliserna i norr av ett groteskt mordförsök när en kvinna förgiftar sin man. Motivet, att se honom dö.
Här pratar vi ju då om förgiftningar av olika slag och det är ovanligt.
Lyssna på hela avsnittet Giftgåtan i Piteå i podden Fallen jag aldrig glömmer i Podplay-appen.
Jakten på mördaren är tillbaka med säsong 18. 10 nya mordfall som skakade världen och polisens jakt på mördaren. Först ut denna säsong kommer du få höra 4 av Sveriges mest gripande och mest omskrivna fall.
Snart därefter upptäcker de Lisa Holms jacka och mopedhjälm i en rishög på gården.
Vill du höra alla avsnitt av säsongen direkt kan du göra det helt gratis i appen Podplay.
Ja, det är lördag förmiddag. Det här är Retro FM och lördagsgäster den här förmiddagen är John Rhys-Davies och Julian Glover, två fantastiska brittiska skådespelare aktuella på sci-fi-mässan uppe på Sundspärlan i helgen. Second time around, Mr. John Rhys-Davies.
I love being back here in Malmö.
And first time around, Julian Glover, good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to
you. It's not your first time around, is it?
No, it's not my first time around. I was here 15 years ago with the same organisation and had a lovely time then. And I know I'm going to have a lovely time this time. I'm much looking forward to it because the people here, and it's not just because I'm being polite, people here are so kind and so generous and so sensible. I like being here.
It's a remarkable country, isn't it, Sweden?
Oh, it is. You feel... I was saying early on to my driver that you feel organised here, not organised, you feel everything's okay, you feel settled, everything's all right, there's not going to be a war, and you know, it's...
as compared to London, UK.
Where you feel there's going to be a war all the time, yes.
Your path has crossed over the years. Which was, when was the first time you guys met on stage?
I was with you, John.
We were at the Royal Shakespeare Company in 1977, 78 or something like that, weren't we?
77, yeah.
And it was, we were doing the Henry VI plays. And the great thing about being at Stratford was every night there were always 5 or 6 hungry actors. And you... And in those plays, you would come on and you would pick a fight. and Julian and I used to we'd love it. Though he did corpse me just before going on once. But
did I?
Yeah. However, I won't embarrass him by what the conversation was.
it's a family show, you know. So.
Yes.
Ja, för dig som precis har anslutit så kan jag berätta att då det är John Rhys-Davies och Julian Glover, två fantastiska brittiska skådespelare som är lördagsgäster här i Retro FM denna lördag förmiddag. Och de är aktuella på Sundspärlan på sci-fi-mässan. Och vi har ju sett dem båda två i en riktig tv-favorit här i Sverige. Ivanhoe, Julian Glover, Richard Lionheart in Ivanhoe.
God, it's very interesting, isn't it, that Sweden so enjoys that film. We made the film, and it was fun to make, because we all laughed a lot. But we never thought it would do anything tremendously good. It was well reviewed, and then it went away. But in Sweden, it stayed. You know, it's every New Year's Day.
That's right.
It's unbelievable. That's right. So I have a stack of photographs of Richard the Lionheart, which I keep at home, which I only ever take out of the cupboard when I come to Sweden.
But, I mean, this is a family tradition, hungover Swedes, pizza, afternoon, 3 o'clock, TV, and Count LaBeouf and Richard Lionheart.
Extraordinary, huh? Extraordinary.
In the UK, not the same
big hit. I think we were quite good in it. It was a very good cast, wasn't it?
It was a hell of a cast. Yes. It was produced by a man called Norman Rosemont. Norman had a sign outside his office in Elstree. It said, "To err is human. To forgive is not the policy of Rosemont Productions."
didn't know that.
Can you tell us a story from any of the days when you recorded Ivanhoe? Was it where was it recorded? Outside?
It was in Alnwick Castle in Northumberland. And basically the we had two groups of we had two groups of local villagers. I mean, literally, they were about 2 miles apart, and we made them the besiegers, and then the other group were the defenders. Now, there had been football rivalries between these two village teams for hundreds of years. And once they got swords and clubs into their hands...
It was all natural.
It was quite funny, wasn't it?
Yeah. You could see hardened stuntmen sort of looking and going, Oh my God,
but ow!
Ja, du lyssnar alltså på en lördagsgästerna i Retro FM, Julian Glovers, brittisk skådespelare, och John Rhys-Davies som vi har sett i filmer som Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade och Ivanhoe, med ett fantastiskt långt CV som räcker härifrån till månen och tillbaka. Julian Glover, I must ask you, you've done so many things in your life, but the only thing you will be remembered for here in Sweden is your role as Richard Lionheart in Ivanhoe. Isn't that ironic?
That's all the Swedes remember.
Yeah, well, and of course William Donovan from Indiana Jones. But I mean, the resume, your CV is tremendous.
Yeah, it's all rich. I played Richard the Lionheart 3 times now.
Okay.
I did another film with him, playing him, a different sort of one, but it was much earlier on, and I did a Doctor Who, very, very early on Doctor Who, with the very first Doctor, Dr. William Hartnell, and I played Richard the Lionheart in that. So I go back a lot on Richard the Lionheart. I've got such a lion heart, you see, it's natural.
One of the shows that I remember you first from is... Wish Me Luck in the 80s.
My God, you remember that?
About the resistance,
yes,
women
resistance,
sending
yes.
into occupied France.
I played the man who ran it, yes. And that was a lovely part, and it was a very good series, I thought. Do you ever see it, John?
I saw a bit of it, yes.
It was very well done. It was mainly about two women who went to France and with the resistance during the war. And I was a real character from real history I played, and that was really interesting, very interesting.
I met one of those splendid women involved in our intelligence.
Did you?
The other day in the Isle of Man. She must have been well in her 90s.
Oh,
and she and her husband were involved in cleaning up the Dutch resistance that had been penetrated by the Gestapo. And she was an old woman, and with a lucidity and an intelligence and a charm. And you know perfectly well that this woman had actually killed people with her own hands, you know.
Yeah.
Where do these people come from?
I know. Well, fortunately, you met one.
Yes.
But that's wonderful you've met one of those.
Oh,
yes.
And how?
Ja, det är alltså lördagsgästen John Rhys-Davies och Julian Glover, två fantastiska brittiska skådespelare som gästar Retro FM denna lördag förmiddag. Bägge aktuella på sci-fi-mässan uppe på Sundspärlan i helgen. Och ja, de har ju båda varit med i Ivanhoe, men de har också båda varit med i Indiana Jones och Sista Korståget, eller Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Julian Glover, what's your fondest memory of recording the Indiana Jones movie?
Most of that was spent trying not to laugh because John Rhys-Davies was there. That was, of course, but I have to correct a misunderstanding. He wasn't a Nazi. He took Nazi money and pretended to be a Nazi in order to gain his objective. I've always said he's not a villain, Walter Donovan. He's a man who had the secret of eternal life in his mind, and that's what he wanted. And I challenge any of your listeners, what would they do for the secret of eternal life?
They would certainly
kill Sean Connery.
What would you do, Julian Glover?
I'd kill my mother. Except she's preceded me.
Memories from recording Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Julian. What's the fondest memory?
Well, my my most vivid memory, of course, is the very... first proper scene I did in it, which was a scene when I'm discovered to be the villain, And the two, our two heroes are tied up back to back and they're muttering to each other. And this is when Sean Connery made up a line when we were rehearsing it. Well, I don't know what the original line was. They're saying to each other, talking about the girl, and Sean Connery, well, the character says, she's German, of course. And Harrison says, how do you know that? And this came out in rehearsal. She talks in her sleep. And we all fell on the ground with laughter. And of course, Steven Spielberg said, that's in the film. Wonderful. Like, of course, the great accident, but in the film that you were in, with the scimitar fight.
That's right.
But that was because Harrison had a stomach upset and he couldn't do it.
Well, that's right.
And, brilliant.
Yeah.
So he just took out his gun and shot him.
That's right. Yeah.
Brilliant. Funniest moment in the whole film.
Exactly.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Except for your many scenes, of course, John. I'm sorry.
But you did a couple of roles in the Indiana Jones Chronicles with Salah. But how did it happen for you when Spielberg casted you for Salah?
Well, I'd done a thing called Shogun in Japan, and then I'd done Victor Victoria. I was doing Victor Victoria, yes. and Spielberg called up our director and said, "What's he like?" And then I went and saw him, and I said, "This says written for a 5'2" skinny Egyptian, and I am a 6'1", I was then, fat Welshman." And he said, "I want a combination of the character you did in Shogun and Falstaff with an Egyptian accent." And my Egyptian accent is just about as cod as anybody's. I remember I was working with Johnny Gielgud, and he was playing a Greek. And he said, "Tell me, dear boy, what do you think of my Egyptian?" He was playing an Egyptian. "What do you think of my Egyptian accent?" And I said to him, "Just to temporize, just for a second, well, it's a darn sight better than my Greek one." And he said, "Oh, that bad."
Wonderful.
Ja, det är John Rhys-Davies och Julian Glover som är lördagsgäster här i Retro FM, aktuella på Sundspärlan i samband med sci-fi-mässan i Helsingborg här i helgen, lördag och söndag. Så nu blir det engelska igen. Julian Glover, still in the business, 84 years old. Is it still as exciting and are you still working?
Well, no, I haven't worked for a year now. I was rather unwell 2 years ago and... that suddenly, for I don't know why, just my career stopped then. And I, having been hardly out of work at all for 60 years, it just stopped. So I've done two jobs. I've got one coming up, thank God, which is quite a nice one, which I'm not allowed to talk about. You can't talk about anything these days.
No, it's always
protected. But yes, I'm still a jobbing actor, and so is John, I think. We're available for hire.
Yes, and never knowingly undersold.
That's right.
But I mean, is it still as fun when you all started?
Very much so, I think. We wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't fun for us and something we wanted to do, something we felt we still had. We still were growing. We're still growing as actors.
This is absolutely true. You'll find many actors who've reached our sort of age who have... You say, "My God, he's come on, hasn't he?"
Yeah. And,
or "She's come... She's fantastic now, and I didn't think of anything when she was 30.
That's right.
A really good actor now.
Yeah. And,
but we say it's fun. Fun is a very big word. Sometimes it's... The fun means it's very involving. It takes a lot of your head away, and you have to work very hard in your head as well as your body. And that's, in its way, a sort of fun. It's not all laughs, although mostly with John Rhys-Davies it is all laughs. But the fun is such, as I say, such a big word, and this is the reason we do it, because we sort of have to do it.
And we delight in getting up early in the morning. I know I've done all the preparation, but I have no idea really how I'm going to
actually
do this.
Absolutely.
And walking on a set and dealing with problems, and our business is solving problems. We are not interested in difficulties. There are always difficulties. What defines good filmmakers, good theater people, is we're not interested in the problems. What are the solutions?
What are the solutions? Yeah, absolutely.
And to do that is to be alive. And that's why we'll do it until the phone never goes again.
Två brittiska skådespelare aktuella på Sundspärlan och sci-fi-mässan i helgen är lördagsgäster här i Retro FM. Och det är John Rhys Davies och Julian Glover, två distingerade äldre gentlemen som varit med i branschen några år och lite därtill. Julian Glover, if you had the chance once again to do any role that you played during all the years that you've been in the business, what role would that be?
I'd like to play King Lear again. I've played it twice now, and I now know how to play it because I'm the right age. This is absolutely true. When I was about 80, I suddenly realized that that was his problem. Because I'm now 80, and I have all the problems he had. Yes. And I know what to do. That's, I'd love to do that again. I'd also love to play the part which I met John in, which is called the Earl of Warwick in the Henry VI plays, because I know three things I got wrong in that, really wrong, and I'd love to correct those. Apart from that, most of my career I'd like to do again. As long as they paid me.
Groundhog Day, huh?
Oh, yes. But it's a joy. My standard answer to that is, what's your favourite part? The next one.
Oh, yeah, very good.
And it's...
You never live in the past, do you?
No. Well, you
do.
You do a bit. I mean, you look back on things and think, I screwed that up. Oh, why didn't I realise that? But you can't do that. You've got to take all... You know, you learn more from failure than you ever do from success. And you've got to take those failures and use them to shape your tactics.
It's very good, very wise what he's saying. It is absolutely true. It's not an arch thing to say. It is absolutely true. On the other hand, one can look back and remember that one I got right.
Yep.
That one I got right, and I'm really pleased I did that, because that did the whole thing of satisfying one's creative urge.
But isn't it odd? You know, there are those days when the ball comes to the centre of the bat and you swing it and it goes out of the park.
Oh, absolutely.
And yet, if only one could control it like that every day.
The middle of the bat, wonderful moment. <Yeah. laughs>
You have to get the show on the road. Helsingborg is waiting for you.
Yes, we're looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to going there.
Yeah.
You can see Elsinore from there.
That's right.
And I've played Elsinore.
You played in Helsinore?
I've been in Hamlet there.
In Kronborg Castle?
In the castle, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
I've never been there.
Well...
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Will you play Hamlet this time? Or I've never played Hamlet.
Nor have I. I directed my son in it, however.
Yes. Yeah. Ja, så sa de Julian Glover och John Rhys Davies som gästar sci-fi-mässan på Sundspärlan i helgen.